Hello, dear listeners, and today we have a special guest in our studio, Alan Field. Alan, hello.
Hello.
And today, Svetlana Drozdova is going to be our interpreter instead of the host, and she will be interpreting for Alan Field. And today, our conversation will be about very interesting field, play on words, of course, Alan Field, an interesting field. We'll be talking about injuries, specifically injuries that happen to people somewhere in the store, if they trip down in the store, or somewhere in the commercial field, or somewhere on the road during the automobile accidents. And today, I will say very briefly about what Alan Field is specializing in. Specifically, he is specializing in representing people who were victims of any kind of injuries. More than 20 years, Alan Field were representing more than hundreds of personal injury clients throughout California who suffered injuries from auto accidents, automobile accidents, or other accidents. Have you suffered an auto or bicycle accident, been the victim of any injury from a dog or other animal attack, slipped or injured yourself on somebody else's private property or commercial establishment, been injured by a defective product you've purchased or used? And what is most interesting, that you will get free consultation, you will not pay anything until your case is settled, and you will receive the best medical care, and you will not pay for it until your case is settled. This was just brief introduction to what Alan Field does, and now we would like to start specifically our conversation with our guest, Alan Field. Alan, could you tell us, please, how long ago and how specifically did you come to that field of protecting rights and interests of people who are victims receiving some injuries?
Well, specifically, ever since I was in law school, since I started law school, my interest has been in this field of personal injury law. When I was a clerk, when I was studying in law school, I worked for attorneys that practice exclusively personal injury law. And since I've been on, anybody I've worked for has been involved in personal injury law since I graduated. And when I started my own firm, it's always been exclusively in personal injury.
And also, when I was looking through your website, I noticed a very interesting fact about you, that even being a student, law student, you were interested in helping your fellow students by settling some of the arguments. Is that so?
Well, even before law school, when I was just in college or even as a kid, it seemed like I've always kind of gravitated toward negotiating settlements, kind of advocating the rights of others, even before I was doing it as an attorney. It's just kind of part of my personality, I think.
Alan, in, when I was looking at your website, there are lots of information that people can find on your website, specifically, you know, what you do and how do you work. And I would like to remind people the name, the address of your website, which is www.alanfield.com, and just, it sounds just the way it's written, spelled, and I wanted to ask you about some specific cases. Maybe you could share with us what have you done, what is most memorable for you?
Well, the more serious cases would be considered wrongful death. I've had cases, for example, shootings, people that have died in traffic accidents. Those are the most tragic cases, obviously. There's other kinds of, obviously, less serious motorcycle, bicycle, pedestrian, or auto accidents where people are injured. Those injuries can be anything from what we call soft tissue injuries, which are sprain, strain type of injuries, to more serious injuries, which would involve neurological injuries, fractures, and those type of things. Some other areas would be animal attacks, meaning if somebody owns a dog and that dog gets out of the home or the environment it's kept and it attacks somebody and causes injuries. That would be another area that I practice. Another type of injury can be caused by slip and falls, or what's called premises liability, where there may be a condition on the premises, either somebody's house, a commercial establishment like a store, or business. And that could be caused from by anything from defective lighting, maybe a defective stairwell, some foreign substance on the floor, any of those things which could lead to injuries. Another example, I had a call from a client yesterday who was handicapped, and she was in a hotel. and the shower stall had a seat that was designed for handicapped people, and when she sat on the seat, it broke and fell off. That would also be considered a premises liability type of case. Another area is product liability. Product liability can encompass a variety of things. One of those areas is food. If you go into a restaurant, for example, and there's a foreign substance in the food that's served to you that may cause dental damage your teeth. Product liability can also refer to some of the more well-known cases would be like the Toyota car with the brake issues. That's also product liability. If you go to the store and purchase a product and that product causes injury, for example, if you maybe buy a pressure cooker for your food and that pressure cooker explodes and causes you injury, that is also product liability. And getting back for a moment to the premises liability, another example of that, I had a case where a woman was in a hotel and they were painting or remodeling the room next to her. And there were some chemicals utilized in that remodeling that caused her to get sick. So there are several subsections within those various fields, but those are the main fields that I work with.
That is very interesting because actually as a representative of our Russian community, I must say that sometimes when something like that happens to us, we never would even think about asking for legal help because we would think we are responsible for our own actions. And it is good to know that we have certain rights and protection when something like that happens to us.
There is typically, if something like this, that you are injured and it's the negligence or carelessness of another, then you do have rights and you have remedies based on the people that actually caused that harm or caused the situation to arise that caused you that harm. And that is the purpose of my representation.
That is indeed very interesting. And as you know, sometimes people are trying to solve their own problems. And when something happens, they have a choice and they make the choice for themselves. They say, what should I do? Should I take care of this problem myself or should I go and find an attorney? What would be your response to people who will be dealing with this dilemma?
Well, the insurance industry can be very complicated, and the representatives of the insurance industry do not have the injured victim's interests in mind. The insurance representatives of all the major insurance companies do not want somebody to retain an attorney because they know if the attorney is good at what they're doing, they know what the rights of the victims are, whereas an unrepresented person does not know really what his rights are and can be taken advantage of by the insurance companies.
Well, for example, if we will be talking about the person who will find an attorney, who will, say, use your services, what would be the steps starting from the beginning to the end of this particular case? Maybe you can tell us about it on your personal experience.
Well, the main problem that clients or potential clients make is they will contact the insurance companies themselves. They will initially try to start the process themselves. Then later, when they realize that the insurance companies are not their friends and are taking advantage of them, sometimes they've already done some damage to their case. They come to me after they've been frustrated with the process. And the insurance companies know that, and they will very much take advantage of an unrepresented person. As a perfect example, for example, if you are in an auto accident, you contact the insurance company or they contact you, the first thing they'll try to do with the victim is get a recorded statement, which is a big mistake.
Good evening or good day to our dear radio listeners. You are on the right, or I should say correct wave, which is called Volna FM. And I would like to remind you that the guest of our studio, Alan Field, he is a lawyer who is representing cases with the personal injuries. Alan, we would like to greet you one more time. Hello.
Hello.
And more specific information you could always find on his website, which is www.alanfield.com. Also, you can call him. The number is 619-236-8200. And we continue conversation with Alan, asking him about different cases that he had experience with. Specifically, Alan, could you tell us about, say, one accident, one case where somebody was a victim of the automobile accident?
Well, an automobile accident would probably be the easiest one to describe in terms of how the process works. If someone is in an accident, the first thing they want to do, a lot of times the police will not respond in San Diego if it's not a serious injury. So it's up to the injured victim to get the relevant information from the party that caused the accident. That would typically include the person's name, driver's license, license plate on the vehicle, and most importantly, the insurance information from the person that caused the accident. Most people nowadays carry what's called proof of insurance cards in their vehicle, and I'd recommend that somebody actually look at that card rather than just get the information verbally. And nowadays, a lot of people have cell phone cameras, so it's also a good idea to take pictures of the vehicles before they're moved so you can see the position of the vehicles and the damage that was done. If someone is more severely injured, they may end up going by ambulance to an emergency room. But for those cases where the accidents are less severe, the ideal thing to do would be to contact my office the same day as the accident. You do not want to run the risk of talking to an insurance adjuster at the beginning of a case, because the first thing they will ask the injured victim is what are the extent of his or her injuries. And when you're in close proximity to the actual time of the accident, individuals don't always know the full extent of their injuries. Once an insurance company knows that I represent the injured victim, they are not allowed to contact that person again, and all communications go through my office. And that is why all the information should go through me, because the client can tell me whatever they want and I decide what's relevant for the insurance company to know. And at the same time, soon after the accident, as soon as the individual contacts me, depending on the severity of their injuries and the type of their injuries, I will arrange for their medical care through the various doctors that I work with in San Diego. Typically, that medical care, much like my fees, will come out at the end of the settlement. So a client does not pay anything during the course of the process until the case settles. And I will assist the client in getting their vehicle fixed. And then really the only thing the client has to worry about is physically getting better during the course of the case. And all conversations and correspondence go through my office, so the client doesn't have to bother or be stressed out with any of those things. At the conclusion of the treatment, I will gather all the necessary medical documents, as well as anything else that's relevant to the case. For example, if the victim missed time from work due to their injuries, because they're entitled to compensation for that lost time, as well as other incidental items that may arise from the injury. And at that stage, I negotiate with the insurance companies, and in most cases, settlements are achieved at that point. Typically, those settlements will include payment for the medical expenses, any other incidentals like the lost earnings, for example, and compensation for what's called pain and suffering. That is money above and beyond the actual what's called out-of-pocket expenses that I just described. And that pain and suffering is typically what I'm hired for the client. That is what I negotiate, and that is the number I try to get as high as possible, because that controls the amount of money the client will receive out of the settlement. For example, if the medical expenses are $8,000 and I'm able to settle the case for $20,000, that extra $12,000 beyond the actual expenses are the general damages of pain and suffering that I've negotiated for the client. And the more experience an attorney has and the better relationship they have with the insurance companies, the higher that number will be. In those rare cases, maybe 10% of the cases where we don't feel that the settlement is adequate for the injuries, then the case will become a lawsuit and we would move toward trial. But over the years, I've become quite experienced and fairly well-versed in most of these cases settling, which is an easier and much quicker process than the trial process would be. And once the case is settled, the attorney fees then come out of the settlement as a percentage of the settlement. My office then pays back the medical bills and any other expenses that arose out of the case. And the balance of the money then goes to the client for their pain and suffering that we talked about earlier.
That is indeed very interesting what you just have told us, because not many of us know of those details. And as you told us how the process goes, as you were describing, just a simple, we would say, automobile accident, but the results could be different. And it is very important for us to know our personal rights, how we can deal with this accident. And as we were listening, your story, or shall I say, more description of the process, how it happens, the process of the claim being handled by your office, and you mentioned the percentage of your fee. So I think it would be reasonable for us to ask, maybe you can tell us approximate, what is your percentage that you charge your clients, because I'm sure our radio listeners would be interested to know these numbers.
Typically, the fee for a case that does not go to trial would be one-third of the full settlement. Since I'm usually, with my abilities, able to get far more than a client would get for themselves, even with those fees, they're ending up with quite a bit more money than if they were not represented. And one of the things that distinguishes me from a lot of other firms, even though the client signs a contract for example, the third that we just talked about, it's important for me that at the conclusion of the process, the client is happy with the results. And what that means typically is I'll sit down with the client, we'll look at how much work was done at the end of the case, how much was involved with the case, and I'll negotiate my fee to give them a little more money and make sure they're happy, and therefore they refer me more business because they like the process and they were happy with my services. And that's usually decided on a case-by-case basis at the conclusion of the case.
That's what very interesting. Did I understand you correctly? You said that after completion of the case, you are even willing to reduce your fee or reduce the fee for your law office, and the client will get a bigger amount.
Again, that's on a case-by-case basis, but for example, sometimes I might reduce the percentage from a third to 25%, because, for example, I want to make sure at the end of the case, after all the expenses are paid, that the client gets more than I do. And sometimes with the math, with a third, I would get more, and I don't like to do that. Some attorneys do. They don't care. They just take the amount that the contract says.
Wow, excellent, excellent. That is very interesting what you just said, and it's very good to know. It's very human of you what you do. And by the way, as I was looking at your website, www.allenfield.com, I noticed that there's one page that is talking about your philosophy, and that philosophy is very much is corresponding with what you just said.
Well, what I like to do, my clients are my best advertising, so I will certainly sacrifice a little bit of my income to make sure the client's happy, and therefore, over the years, that's what's built my business.
That is absolutely the correct way to approach life. If your client will receive good business from you, he will be always your client for life. Okay, and here's my last question. Despite of what situation a person could encounter or get into, either it's a dog bite or a slip and fall or whatever else, what is the standard footsteps that they need to take?
Well, ideally, the sooner a client contacts me, the better. I would recommend that they have my phone number programmed into their phone.
Well, thank you very much for your phone number. And with your permission, I will just repeat it. The number is 619-236-8200. One more time, 619-236-8200. And I would just say that Allen Field is offering free consultation. And as we understood from the entire conversation, actually, the whole case is free until the end of the settlement.
That's true. There's no charges to the client until the case is completely resolved.
Thank you, Alan, one more time for your good advices and how to save our own nerves. Specifically, I already programmed your phone number into my phone, so I know what to do next time if something, God forbid, happens to me. And I would like to repeat contact information for Alan so that they can record it, 619-236-8200. Also, Alan has a toll-free number, which is 877-491-2345. And also, Alan has a beautiful, wonderful website, which is www.allenfield.com, and the spelling is A-L-L-A-N. Nfield. And if any of you, our dear radio listeners, have difficulties with English language and afraid that you will have trouble communicating with Alan, you shouldn't be afraid of that, because we have on board Svetlana Drozdova, who is a wonderful interpreter, and we will be happy, along with Svetlana, to help you to communicate to Alan Field. And see you later on our live radio show, Valna FM.
Thank you. It's been a pleasure being here.